Thank you, Mr. President. Since this is the first time that my delegation is taking floor, I would like to extend my delegation's congratulations to you on assuming the presidency of the CD, and you can be assured of our delegation's full support. I'm taking the floor in order to exercise the right of reply, as several countries referred to the DPRK in their statements during the high-level segment. At the outset, my delegation categorically rejects all those accusations against my country. Firstly, with regard to remarks made by the US, the DPRK made well-intended efforts and displayed maximum patience to prevent the aggravation of tension on the Korean Peninsula and the region. However, the hostile nature of American policy towards the DPRK has gone to its extreme instead of becoming relaxed. The key to establishing new DPRK-US relationship lies in the US withdrawal of its hostile policy towards the DPRK. Secondly, in response to remarks made by the South Korea, I would like to reiterate our position expressed by my ambassador in his statement at the beginning of this session. The prospect of inter-Korean relations entirely depends on the attitude of the South Korean authorities. They should put an end to all acts hostile to the other side, take serious approach on the North-South declarations, and faithfully implement them. Thirdly, let me respond to absurd charge made by Japan. Though its national constitution prohibits Japan from maintaining regular military forces, Japan has so far steadily laid a stepping stone to become a military power in the region under the pretext of threats from neighboring countries and through increased military expenditure to equip its self-defense forces with modern military hardware. It is crystal clear to all of us that such reckless military buildup poses a real and grave threat to the regional peace and stability, as Japan is a war criminal nation which had inflicted indescribable sufferings and miseries upon Asian countries during the last century. The international community should not close its eyes on Japan's dangerous plan to become military power that invite devastating consequences to the region. Lastly, I'm sickened of hearing over and over again the stereotypical arguments by the European countries such as Germany, Slovakia, and Poland. Their allegations are provocative and politically motivated, based on outdated assertion, intentionally ignoring the reality. Therefore, they deserve no response at all. Thank you, Mr. President.